Pleased to have Senator Phyllis Heineman join us on the show again this morning. How are you, Senator?
I'm doing just great, Greg. And I was just thinking, the last time I was on the show with you, I think you said the temperature was 9 below. So it's great to hear the better weather forecast.
Look at the warmth you've brung. Well, it's nice to have you on the show again. Thanks so much. You know, the last time that you were here, one of the things that we talked about was Common Core and the Common Core, the state standards, because you've been very involved with that. And legislative panel said yesterday that it looks like the rollback was defeated, but there might still be some efforts there. What are your thoughts?
You know, and Greg, you're right. I was actually on the Board of Ed when we approved the Common Core standards and have been very supportive ever since. I did listen to a lot of the discussion. I don't sit in education anymore, but I was interested in hearing the discussion. And, you know, I think, Greg, it's been a positive thing. There have been a lot of bills dealing with Common Core. There's a lot of people that have issues. And I think what's really been valuable is for us to really be able to air all those issues, to try to deal with them if they have some legitimacy, and if they don't, to try to really give people some really good information. I think what I've really been encouraged with are the number of teachers, administrators, both K-12 and higher ed, who have really come to the legislature talking about what these Common Core can do for our students. So, again, there's still, you know, some people that have some real concerns, and even people who are supportive say, you know, that we have to make sure that the textbooks and that the curriculum really keeps up with the standards themselves. So we've got work to do, but I think it's been a good discussion, and we'll continue to have it. As I keep mentioning, it's so much more positive to be talking about what kids are learning versus just talking about education funding.
11 minutes past 7, Senator Phyllis Heineman of Sioux Falls is on the line with us. One of the things I know that came up in the Senate yesterday was, and we're reporting on it this morning, was this bill that would regulate the use of public waters and all of the controversy over contested and meandered waters, especially I know up in Northeast South Dakota. That bill got killed, but what was that debate like yesterday?
You know, and it got tabled, so there really wasn't much debate. But there's been a tremendous amount of debate, you know, over the years. This is not a new issue, and I have to give Senator Cory Brown all the credit. He really tried to bring all the groups together over the last few months, and I think they really thought they had a good compromise. Nobody liked it totally, which is often usually a good sign of a good compromise. But then more people started, you know, having issues with it, things being brought up. And I think he finally decided if we can't really go together and try to find a good solution, we maybe need to go back, bring the groups back together, and keep talking. So, again, I was sorry to see that die because I think it really had represented a lot of months' work and a lot of good faith efforts on both sides. But there just kept being too much controversy, too many things brought up, and I think he finally decided we need to just talk about this more. But we still need to find a solution. Again, it's a very, it's an ongoing problem, and there needs to be a solution made. So I think it was very clear at the beginning of the discussion yesterday, the parties have got to come back to the table, and there's got to be some serious negotiation.
And you're right, that's such an emotional issue. You've got landowners there that, you know, they bought land and now they have lakes where once they had farm or ranch land. And, you know, you've got sportsmen there who are saying, well, we should be able to have access to the water. I mean, in the long run, what do you see happening there?
Well, and again, there really isn't a way to come to a solution unless you've got all of the parties that are really willing to make a good faith effort. And, you know, you can absolutely understand what the landowners are saying. You know, if you've got people fishing right outside of your home, if you've got, you know, people hunting by your livestock, and in many cases, it's really, you know, there's just some bad actors that are really causing a lot of the issue. But there's, it's two sides. It's private property rights, and then it's also the sides of the hunters, the sportsmen who've always valued these rights. So there are two important rights that we're dealing with, but we've got to respect both sides. And once again, they're going to have to come back to the table and try to find some solutions. I think we really thought we were pretty close and then just some more controversy came up. So they're not finished working with it. Whether we'll get anything done this year, I don't know. But the parties are going to continue to talk. And as I said, Senator Brown is not going to let this die. He will continue to bring the people together.
14 minutes past 7, Senator Phyllis Heineman of Sioux Falls is on the line with us. It's partly cloudy in 26. Now, it's crossover day today in the legislature. Explain what that means.
Well, actually, crossover day is February 25th. So we're just a few days from it, and that's kind of the crunch time. That means that every bill that started out in the Senate must either be killed or passed through to the House. Every bill that started out in the House must either be killed or passed through to the Senate. So that's on February 25th. So all those bills, and as we sit in appropriations, we have quite a few with money attached to them that we're going to have to make some decisions in the next few days. Or at least sometimes we just take them down to a dollar. And then we pass it over to the other side, and the conversations continue. Any of the money bills, we really have to see the final revenue projection at the end of February, because we try to get that as close as we can before we start making any real decisions on spending.
You were talking about appropriations, and I know you sit on the Senate Appropriations Committee. You're going to find yourself here soon now in the middle of the debate over wine shipping, because as I understand it, that bill just got referred now to the Senate Appropriations Committee, correct?
It did. And, you know, that's interesting, Greg. It's probably, you know, I get a lot of emails and a lot of contacts from people on a lot of issues. I think this is the one I've probably gotten more emails, and they're from people. Most of these are from consumers who are simply saying, you know, let us ship in some wine. I mean, it's such a consumer-driven issue that I'm hopeful we can get some positive reaction or positive action on that this year. It's come up many, many years. And I think this year the consumers have just really gotten more organized, and they're just saying, you know, some 40 other states have figured out how to do this. Certainly South Dakota ought to be able to figure out how to do it this year. So I'm really hopeful for that bill. Again, totally a consumer-driven bill.
It sounds like you're in favor of allowing the wine shipping.
Absolutely. It's just, you know, as I said, it's just people. And it's sometimes I get emails from people that I wouldn't have expected this would be an issue. But I talked to a gentleman last night, and he said it just makes no sense that we can't do this when all, you know, most of the other states have figured out how to get it done.
And I think we're living in a time when people are doing that kind of thing online and ordering online more and more.
Well, it is, you know, we may as well be collecting the money from it. You know, we're not getting any revenue. If somebody ships it in today, we're not getting any revenue from it. And so I think they've really worked with the Department of Revenue to figure out how the revenue will still come into the state from those direct wine shipments. And again, it's limited. It's not like you're going to be ordering it ongoing. There's a limited amount, and I think they have it really well designed this time, so I'm hopeful for it.
And then we have to mention it's a big day for Sioux Falls folks out in the legislature. It's Sioux Falls Day.
Absolutely. So I'm not sure what time the bus or buses left. I think they're supposed to arrive at 10. And that's always a great day. We have lunch with all of the Sioux Falls contingent. They come over, watch a lot of the floor action, some of the committee action. So it's really a good day. And you know, for people who haven't been to the Capitol, you need to come. I'm always surprised when I meet people who have lived in South Dakota all their lives and have never been to the state Capitol. It's a beautiful Capitol. It's so well maintained, one that we can really be proud of. And I really encourage people, if you haven't been here, and come during session. That's even more interesting. I ran into a gentleman the other day who said, I had never watched session before. It's really fun to see your government, you know, at action or in work. So I'd encourage people to come.
And I have to agree with you. I was out there for Sioux Falls Day. I was part of the Leadership Sioux Falls program some years ago. And so we came out during Sioux Falls Day, and you had a sea of blue shirts out there, everybody wearing Sioux Falls shirts. And it was fascinating to watch the legislature in session. And you're right, the Capitol building is gorgeous.
It is. You know, yesterday in appropriations, they were telling us about the stained glass restoration project that we're actually spending $3 million on, but it's a remarkable project. This stained glass has been there over 100 years, And many of the pieces were deteriorating to a point that there was really even some safety issues starting to occur. So that was really it's a fascinating process how it's being done. It's going to be magnificent when it's finished, and it should be finished by the 125th anniversary celebration in November.
That's terrific. Senator Phyllis Heineman, thanks so much for your time again, Senator Heineman. We really appreciate it.
Greg, thanks for calling, and you have a great day.
You too. Take care. That's Senator Phyllis Heineman of Sioux Falls.